You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The late commentator Archie MacDonald filled this time slot for more than a decade. Today we hear from an Archie MacDonald friend, fan, and former student who composed a tribute. Here's Gary Borders.
I first saw the deer on the trail in late August while listening to Red River Radio as I walked. Archie MacDonald came on, as he has at 7:35 a.m. each Friday, for a number of years. This time it was different. Archie had passed away several days earlier after battling cancer. The commentary was about funerals, one he'd recorded several months earlier. Archie was complaining about standing outside in the August heat while a preacher said, "In conclusion," four times at a graveside ceremony. I laughed and I remembered a man who touched the lives of so many in East Texas and beyond. Just then those deer popped out. Archie would have appreciated the sight, I think, the beauty, and the fact that it was actually cool for an August morning. Most everybody called him Archie unless you were in his class, and then it was Dr. MacDonald. That's where I first met him in the mid-1970s, when I was a 20-year-old history major at Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches. He became Archie when I returned 15 years later to run the local newspaper. We evolved into colleagues and friends. Archie had a lot of folks who considered him a friend, so many that his funeral was held in the Grand Ballroom at SFA instead of Austin Heights Baptist Church, which he and his wife Judy helped found. That's where Archie requested the service be held in his on-air commentary about funerals. But that sanctuary was nowhere big enough. The ballroom nearly wasn't. And yes, right after the opening prayer, the funeral commentary was the first item on the program. Archie's short brim Stetson hanging from a rack by the podium. Soon after I returned to Nacogdoches in 1990, a local genealogy group asked me to give a talk on my master's thesis, which centered about a feud between two editors in St. Augustine in the 1840s. It ended in one editor killing the other, the first editorial killing on this side of the Red River. Archie decided to attend, which made me nervous. I gave my talk. The host thanked and praised me for having brought to light for the first time why one editor had killed the other, which is that the victim had called the other's mother a woman of loose virtue. That was almost certain to get you shot in Texas most any time, even now. I could see Archie watching me, arms crossed from the back of the room, a glint in his eyes. I quickly and truthfully replied, "Oh no, ma'am, I didn't discover that fact. That was published quite some time ago in another newspaper history." Archie relaxed and smiled slightly. That's when we began to become friends, at least in the way that Archie was friends with so many people. When the first compilation of his commentaries was published, I wrote a short review for the Lufkin and Nacogdoches papers and complimented Archie on his mellifluous voice. At the time, we were riding together to the Red River Radio Advisory Board meetings in Shreveport each month, since I lived in Lufkin. I'd swing through Nacogdoches and park in the garage. Archie always preferred to drive and to get to the meetings about 30 minutes early. That was the Scottish in him, I figure. The first trip after the review had published, he thanked me for it and then said, one eyebrow raised, "Mellifluous?" It was Archie's professor voice, gently chiding me for using a 75-cent word when a dime word would have sufficed. He was right, of course. On Friday mornings, I walked the trail with our dog, Rosie, tuned into Red River Radio, which still airs Archie's commentaries. They are timeless. I know that both listeners who knew him and those who never did take pleasure in hearing Archie's voice in those carefully measured words. I'll think of Archie each time I see those deer on that trail, and I certainly won't ever use mellifluous in a sentence again.
Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and columnist. His work is at GaryBorders.com.